This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team was called out to the Big Hill area in Hoopa on Wednesday morning to assist family members and volunteers in the search for 70-year-old Rudy Enong after his son discovered his car parked on Big Hill Road with his dog tied to the bumper, but with Enong nowhere in sight. The search began about 8:30 Wednesday morning, and it was a volunteer who eventually located Enong nearly 24 hours later in the Mill Creek drainage alongside Highway 96. Enong said that he had gone mushroom picking and that it had gotten dark, so he decided to wait out the night in the drainage before attempting to relocate the roadway. Enong was uninjured and reunited with his family. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a wanted man who was considered armed and dangerous. 21-year-old Micah Modi was scheduled to appear in court yesterday in Crescent City after he was convicted of drugs and firearms offenses, but he failed to show, and a $50,000 warrant has been issued in his name. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has posted recent booking photos of Modi to its Facebook page. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Air service across the region continues to be an issue. Humboldt County continues its search for a carrier to increase daily service out of the county airport, and yesterday, Penn Air, which was operating out of Crescent City, said its last flight will be on December 15th. Crescent City Airport Manager Matt Leitner said the airport is now working overtime to get a contract signed with Contour Air, which is headquartered in Smyrna, Tennessee, because Penn Air's pullout leaves the Crescent City Airport without essential air service. The federal government provides subsidies to airlines to provide service to small rural airports like Crescent City through the EAS program, and Leitner said the airport authority has now applied for grant funding through that program, and if the application is approved, it will mean the subsidy will be paid directly to the airport, not the carrier, giving the airport greater flexibility in scheduling. If a contract is agreed to with Contour, it will still take the airline several weeks to get up and running. If ice skating is your thing, the city of Fortuna is the place for you over the next month. The Fortuna Business Improvement District will cut the ribbon for the third consecutive year on the Humboldt Ice Rink, located at Newburgh Park. The rink is the brainchild of a few local business owners who came up with the idea for some winter fun in 2014. The rink is staffed by volunteers and will be open today beginning at 2 p.m. through January 7th. Highway 299 has seen plenty of closures over the past year. Mud and rock slides, wildfires, and ongoing construction have led to detours, long delays, and road closures. If you're going to use 299 next week, be prepared for more detours at Buckhorn Summit. Caltrans will have work crews out painting stripes on Monday and Tuesday during business hours. Traffic control and short delays can be expected. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.